It's 6:37, you're listening to Breakfast Business with Vincent Wall. We're joined now by Karen O'Reilly, founder and chief executive of the recruitment firm Employ Flex, which was originally established as Employ Mum. Karen, you've recently written that we're all looking forward, I suppose, to International Women's Day coming up on March 8th, and many companies, large and small, will very validly and appropriately celebrate that date, and also the great strides and improvements that have been made in the working lives of women in Ireland and elsewhere. But in your note, you draw attention to what is called the shame of secret parenting, which is still dogging the lives of many Irish working women. Tell us about that.
Yeah, good morning, Vincent. How are you? Thanks for having us on today. Yeah, I suppose the theme for this year's International Women's Day is hashtag choose to challenge. And, you know, we hear a lot about challenging the status quo, particularly in male-dominated industries. Where, you know, women struggle to gain an equal footing and mothers are still being forced to secret parent, which is just incredible in this day and age. It's a phrase
What does that actually mean?
Yeah, it's a phrase I only heard myself recently. And when I thought about it, I've been hearing this regularly from women who contact us here in Employ Mum and Employ Flex. I suppose it's the fact that women hide the fact that they have families, that they have children. When they're looking for work, when they're seeking work, they hide the fact that they have children. And also then once they have a job, they, you know, try to hide the fact that they're pregnant. And then when they have their children, you know, they don't talk about their children at work because it seems to undermine their credibility in work. A particular female experience, I must be said.
And look, I don't want to be naive about this at all, particularly as a male, Karen, but I say it would surprise many people outside the working environment, perhaps, that this is still the case in 21st century Ireland.
Yeah, it is still the case. And as I said, we hear a lot of it here in Employ Mum and Employ Flex. People come to us because we are a safe place. They feel, you know, we're all about flexible work. We're all about helping mums and parents find flexible work in the workplace. So they come to us and they feel they can tell us that they have children for starters, because they feel that they can tell prospective employers, look, I need a little bit of flexibility because I've got three kids at home. I don't really want to do the 60-hour week. I don't want to be that hamster in the wheel. I want to have some kind of work balance. So they come to us and they speak openly and tell us, you know, I have children, but, you know, I wouldn't be telling this to a normal recruitment agency or a normal, you know, a prospective employer. So it does exist, unfortunately. And, you know, when I put this out on social media during the week, I got, you know, loads of stories from people, you know, who contacted me telling me that, you know, one of them said, I kept the fact that I was a single parent a secret when I was going for a current role, as it had gone against me in a previous job interview. I actually wore a wedding ring and that got me the job where I am in at the moment. So she was actually hiding the fact that she was a single parent.
And also, you know, women with established families telling you as well that they keep the number of children they have secret from their employers. And are you hearing that this is happening even in companies that have, you know, very strongly espoused diversity and equality programs, which they'll talk about around International Women's Day? And perhaps senior executives may not know what's happening at ground level.
Unfortunately, this is the case, you know, and we go into companies and we perform flexible work audits. And it's often the case that, you know, senior management, senior teams aren't aware of what's happening at ground level. So they're not aware that, you know, they're of the opinion that, oh, we're working in a very flexible environment. You know, we're very flexible here and we're very female friendly. But when you go down to the grassroots within the organization, we're hearing a different story. You know, we're going in and we're surveying the people who are working throughout the organization. And what people are saying at, you know, different levels is completely different to senior level. So, you know, it's really important, I suppose, for companies to get constant feedback from their people to see if they're happy and if this is, a problem within their organization.
I'm not defending this in any way, Karen, but is it likely to be the case that this is more prevalent in smaller businesses which don't have the luxury of big HR firms or the flexibility of employees who can take up the work of other people, that, you know, whatever the law or whatever the ethics of this situation, a male employer in particular, although not exclusively, may not be all that interested in hiring a woman who's planning a family, let's say?
To be honest, it is a problem in SMEs where they wouldn't have the deeper pockets of the larger organisations. That's for true. That is true. But, you know, we do see this across the board in multinationals as well, you know, particularly in male-dominated industries where, you know, women really feel as if they have to work the longer hours because they are being seen as being less committed or less competent in a work environment. They feel as if they're being passed over for promotions with greater frequency. They feel like they're less likely to be hired than non-mothers. And then when flexibility is available, when they do take it, they feel that they're being biased, you know, that they are facing bias, you know, and they're pigeonholed then into roles with less responsibility and less career prospects, you know. So we can see, you know, the gender, it's a fact that the gender pay gap actually widens with the number of children that women have. That's actually a fact, you know. So there is warranted reasons for women to secret parent because of what happens when they say they have children, you know.
Well done, if I may say so, patronisingly, for bringing this. An awful lot of women are obviously aware of it, and perhaps their partners and perhaps their employers, but for bringing it to a greater attention as we approach International Women's Day, Karen. And this is obviously an issue that needs further robust discussion, both within companies and outside it. But Karen O'Reilly, Founder and Chief Executive of EmployFlex, thanks for talking to us this morning.